Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This what y'all wanted for 98 Mile? All right, man, you got it. Hey, but listen, man, I'm only giving y'all a little bit, you know what I mean? Check me out. Let me give off the 98.5. You could have done better behind the wise guy. Touch and rich to give you good sports, but your hip game suck and you ugly as f***. Touch it look like Al Bundy on crap, while Rich look like you been banged from the back. I got a new name for you. I bet you like that. It's the little Sloan Pack. Can you imitate that? Ha ha. I bet you like that. Strip club on the way. Wall dick, where you at? 898 Miles, man. Y'all sure y'all want me to do this, man?
What about Tony Mack?
Let me get something straight. Tony, I heard you was gay.
We're trans next.
That can't be so. Mark Doubleton is the one that told me so. Ha ha.
Mike Felger.
On the pretty ass Scott. I heard you was Tom Dick Jacket. Tell me now. Tell me now. Ha ha. I got a couple more people I could get, man. But you know now, I'm going to leave it at this. I did this for y'all. All right? Wall Dick, where you at? Check me out.
98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich Brandon Merriweather is brought to you this morning by DN Van Lines. DN Van Lines is the moving company who knows your playbook, audibles around your schedule, and does their job, an approved member of the DOD. 851-MOVER, dnvanlines.com. Brandon Merriweather, hello!
What's up, homie? What's good?
It's all good. I'll tell you this, is that I saw you a lot on TV this week.
You saw me?
Yes.
No, you didn't see me.
No, I did. It wasn't from, like, today, but it was when Myles Garrett hit Rudolph with his helmet, they showed you at Miami kicking the guy.
Hey, man, listen, that ain't had nothing to do with me, man. That was an imposter.
So somebody posing as you, as you're saying, Brandon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All right, so when you watched that fight, I mean, when that fight broke out, I mean, the amount of people who reached out and said, I need to get Brandon Merriweather's opinion on Myles Garrett swinging his helmet. Like, what did you think when that all went down?
Honestly, I kind of feel sorry for Myles Garrett, you know what I mean? Because everybody jumping on his back, trying to make him out to be something he not. You know what I mean? I kind of feel sorry for the man, but, you know, he did it. He got to reap the benefits of the consequences because he did it. But I just hate the fact that ain't nothing happened to Mason Rudolph. Like just picture this, right? Picture somebody holding you, and all you got is one hand, and it could be whatever in that one hand, and somebody punching you in the nuts and still attacking you. What do you do? Like, you going to swing whatever's in your hand, too, especially in that situation where you're not thinking clearly. Like, and I think everybody's just jumping on him like, oh, he's such a thug. He shouldn't have never did that. Granted, you know he shouldn't have never did it, but, like, you got to put yourself in his shoes, too.
I thought it was weird that Pouncey got the suspension that he did based on that he was defending his quarterback.
You can't kick a guy, though.
I don't know. What do you think, Brandon? I think that he did what he had to do.
I'm 100% with you. I personally think Pouncey should have been fined, but, no, he shouldn't have got suspended. Like, yes, he should have been fined. He should have got a hefty fine. Yes. But suspended, no. But at the same time, I feel like if you're going to suspend Myron Garrett for 6 games, then you got to suspend Mason Rudolph for 3.
So you think, like, you think Mason Rudolph did something that should have been, because my opinion was, if Garrett didn't throw that helmet, then they both would have gotten fined and that would have been the end of it. But the helmet thing just makes you forget about almost everything else that happened around, and it puts what Mason Rudolph did in a completely different category. It's almost like ignorable after it's done.
Right, right. So Mason Rudolph tried to jab his eyes out, was pulling on his helmet. He was doing all the same things that Miles did. The only difference is Miles, while he was getting held and still getting attacked, he swung back, and they just happened to have a helmet in their hand. Like, so I feel like if you're going to suspend Myles Garrett, you got to suspend Mason Rudolph, too.
All right, so what? Just, okay, go ahead.
That's just from me looking from the outside in.
Well, you played the game. I mean, you would have more experience than most people talking about it. So Pouncey in the locker room after the game, is he like a hero, or, you know, people respecting what he did?
Oh, yeah. He a hero throughout the league right now, man. Everybody's saying, man, I go to war with Pouncey, man. I'm proud of you, bro. Everybody's saying that. Even I'm saying it. Like, I'm saying, you know what, Pouncey, bro, listen, if you need me, holler at me, bro. I'm with you, bro. Like, I'm saying that. You know what I mean? And I don't even know Pouncey like that. I'm saying it. So, but I can tell you one thing, though. One teammate that wouldn't be one, none of mine no more is the quarterback for
Baker Mayfield.
The Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't throw your teammate under the bus like that.
Oh,
yeah, I was just about to ask you about that. So, I mean, he, like, seconds after the game's done, does that interview where he goes, there's no room for that in the game. You know, he's going to be suspended. He used those words to Aaron Andrews. So if you're Myles Garrett, or you're one of the players also on the defense, what are you thinking about Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, well, first off, if I was Myles Garrett, I would have walked in the room, walked in there and said, as soon as I heard that Baker made that, I would have said, hey, bro, give me one. You got to square up right now. Hey, man, let's make the circle. Let's square up right now. Go. You try me. Like, you don't throw your teammate under the bus like that, yo.
Let's make the circle even, less square. What was that, Brandon? What is that?
Let's square up. Make the circle, you know, like a ring. You know, the boxing ring. You square up.
Yeah, I hate Baker Mayfield. I wish he would have get his ass kicked. He talks a bunch. All he does is talk. He's too small, and he bothers me with posing with tigers.
It's crazy because Mike Tomlin didn't even say nothing. Like, Mike Tomlin, when they asked him about it, he said, you know, I'm going to let the NFL handle that. I have nothing to do with it. I have nothing to say about it. That's just crazy to me that what's name we're talking about, there's no room in the game for that. And this your teammate.
Do you think Mayfield said that because he thought the press wanted to hear it?
No, I think he said that because I think he got caught up in the moment, and I don't think he meant no harm by it. But it's like when I got that hit on Brandon Marshall, and Brandon Marshall started coming out like, oh yeah, he need to be kicked out of the league. He need to be like that was a problem. Like, especially when you're supposed to be my homeboy, like, that's a problem. That's why me and you can't be friends no more. Like, no. Like, and if one of my teammates would have said something like that, we would have definitely had a problem.
Have you ever had to get in anyone's face, like, afterwards? I know that you've got the Brandon Marshall thing, you've talked about that, but has there ever been a situation where one of your own teammates, you've heard him say something in the press about you, and you wanted to square up?
Nah, ain't nobody ever said nothing about me in the press that was on my team. Nah. I ain't have to deal with that.
When you come up to Boston, will you beat some people up for me?
Nah, man, I don't fight no more, man. I'm grown. You're talking about the young Brandon who was doing all that fighting, man. I'm grown now.
I'll pay bail. I'll get your attorney.
I don't need all that.
All right. Well, I know you have money, but I'm just telling you.
I don't need all that, man, because I ain't getting in trouble no more.
All right.
What's it like being in, like, a scrum like that? I mean, you know, when you look back at Miami and that was all going on, like, is it almost one of these things where because you see everyone around you doing it, you're like, man, I think it's one of those moments I can get away with anything?
No, it ain't. Yeah. Honestly, you really don't even think about the consequences when you're in that. Like, you just out to basically help a teammate or defend yourself. Like, it ain't no, dang, man, I see everybody doing it, I could get away with anything. Because honestly, you get away with nothing. Like, when it's a big fight, that's when you get caught doing everything. Like, the stuff you get away with is when it's just you and one other person and you could get you a couple quick shots in and walk off. That's the stuff you get away with.
You ever grab the balls?
No. I'm not that guy.
Okay, because a lot of people grab balls is what I've been told.
I'm not that guy. I have never did that. I never will do that. Like, I'm not that guy.
What guy are you?
I'm the guy that I probably would have been Myles Garrett, to be honest with you.
You would have taken.
So you would have rather, like, hit someone, smash someone in the head with a helmet than grab him by the balls?
Yes. I'd rather hit him with a helmet than grab him by the balls. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Do you have any stories? Because Ted Johnson comes on once a week when he can make it. And he talks about the locker room in Buffalo and says that was the worst in the league. Do you share that sentiment?
No. You know, normally all the locker rooms I had, you know, been pretty good. You know, been pretty, everybody been friendly. You know, I've never been in a locker room where, you know, it was just someone or somebody being bullied or nothing like that. No.
In that it was disgusting.
Yeah.
In that you had to, that the toilets did not have. There was no stalls. They were just open toilets, and you had to walk.
No, man. When Ted played, though, it was 1940. No, man. When I was playing, you know, everybody was getting brand new. Matter of fact, every locker room I ever been in was brand new when I walked in it.
All right. Now, I'm not endorsing any of this behavior, but were you around in Philadelphia when people were drilling holes in the wall in order to see the cheerleaders dress?
No, I heard about that, though. I heard about it. They said it was one in Miami, too. They said it was a hole in the wall in Miami, too.
Well, the girls and the cheerleaders in Philadelphia sued and won a lot of money. So, I mean, if, at a certain point, I guess they were just like, and I'm not liking this. This is, you know, I don't want people looking at me changing. And so,
how would they even know it was there? Like, how would that even get out?
I don't know. All I know is
maybe
that
they saw the hole.
I guess they kept Brandon. I guess the thing was they kept covering the holes, and then every team that came in would drill new holes into it, and it became a thing. Which in this day and age would I don't think go over well. But what are you going to do?
So who did they sue?
I guess the team. Yeah,
they sued the Eagles.
I got to Google it. I'm not sure, but they sued someone and got money out of it. They got money out of the whole thing.
Unless they sued, like, they probably sued the NFL and got money out of it because how could you pick a team that said they drilled and all their teams gonna say no, we didn't. Like, how you got, like, that's. It'll be hard to win that.
Yeah,
they
won something.
It was the visiting teams. We'd go to the Philadelphia Eagles games and could see the cheerleaders.
Oh yeah, yeah. So Zolak told the story.
I understand that. So you sue every visiting team? Like that's crazy because every team ain't do it.
No, I know. What are your feelings on Scott Zolak?
Who?
Do you really not know who he is?
No, I don't know who that is.
Right. See, he was a quarterback for the team. He does the show here, and he does the color commentary on the radio during the games.
Oh, no, I have no idea who Buddy is, man.
All right. So
only people I listen to is y'all, man. So, y'all, honestly, if y'all ain't on, I won't even pay attention to it.
Did you end up getting calls on you put the call out for people from Boston to call on your show on Saturday. Did anyone call in?
Yeah, a couple people called in. They were trying to get me to come up there and replace Walt Dick, man, for a little while.
Yeah, well, Waldick just had surgery, so he's out till January. So there's a seat open for you.
Yeah, I know, because whoever just did it sounds terrible.
Oh, damn. What's up with the hate, yo? Do we need to square up, bud? What's up?
You don't want any problems, bro.
But one thing that Joe Murray, who is the man you're insulting, that he has seen the menu at your restaurant. What are they? Hennessy wings?
Henny wings.
So out here this way, we get these thing called Saugus wings out here. I see you got these Henny wings. So tell me about them Henny wings.
The Henny wings is it's just a sauce. It's Hennessy cooked into a sauce. It's a bourbon sauce. It's kind of sweet, you know, just got a Hennessy taste to it.
Do you like Hennessy for real?
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Yeah, because you're a whiskey guy. You're a scotch guy. Whiskey guy.
I'm a heroin guy. Can...
Now, Brandon, you might not like me, but I can eat. So I definitely, you know, if you want to hook me up with some Henny wings, I definitely.
What you mean? I don't like you, bro. I ain't got no problem with you.
You just told me I sucked.
I just said you sound terrible. You sound terrible.
I appreciate that.
All right. Now, hang on real quick. Speaking of your restaurant, Brandon, there was a picture that you posted on your Instagram of you with the keyboardist from the band Journey. Yeah, the guy from Journey. His name is Jonathan Cain. Could you name one Journey song?
No, I can't.
Did somebody have to tell you that this was somebody famous?
No, he did an event because he got a wine out. He did an event at my restaurant and the promoter's wine. So I knew who he was off of that.
How was the wine?
The wine was actually pretty good.
Oh, really?
It was actually pretty good. Yeah, I actually bought 20 cases of it. So, yeah, it's so good at the restaurant.
Do you have lockers at your restaurant for people that VIPs that hold their wine?
No. I'm actually trying to get. I'm trying to make the back of it like a smoke room of kind of VIP, you know, cigar room, cigar lounge.
Yeah.
Well, you have your lockers and the upscale liquors and all that stuff you could keep back there. That's what I'm trying to do.
All right, so we could get in. You would let us in there?
Absolutely. As long as y'all got Waldick with y'all, you know.
you want to say anything to him? Because
he's convalescing right now.
Yeah, he's recovering right now. You want to send him a message?
Yeah, I got you. When are you listening?
Yeah, we'll send him the tape.
Okay. Hey, listen, Waldick. Hey, man, get well soon, bro. Don't worry about this. I know buddy who replacing you can't replace you. He sound trash. But, hey, listen, I got you, though. Don't worry. I'm going to come on the show, and I'm gonna hold it down for you until January until you get back, right? I'll let
All right, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
You should listen to some Journey. Trust me, you'll love it.
And hang on a second. Your show on Saturday, how can people get in touch with you in order to get the number to call in?
Just check it out. Check out my Facebook. I put a lot of it on Facebook. You can check out my Facebook, the fan page, the Meriwether Dixon Show, on Facebook. It got the phone number and everything on it.
All right. So I want this coming Saturday, I want wall to wall phone calls from Boston praising Brandon Meriwether.
All right, y'all. I appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy, Brandon. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
There's a picture of him with a guy from Journey.
And he's just like,
Brandon's got no clue who it is.
If it could be me, and I'd be like, who the hell is this guy? Brandon, big fan of the show, I gotta tell you.
He is. He's a big fan of Scott Zolak as well.
I think it's so funny he has no idea who Scott Zolak is. All right.
By the way, when we get back, a member of the Patriots are ripping on a member of the Sports Hub.
Ooh. Is it obvious or is it...
Let's just say it's an ongoing theme.
Okay. All right. I think I know where you're going with this. All right. We will be right back. If it makes you any happier, Joe, I don't think you're trash.
I mean, I'm not going to say anything about Brandon Merriweather on the radio. So. Not going to say anything.
You only
I asked him if he wanted to square up.
Joe gets, like, legit pissed.
Like, hey, listen, I'm a part-timer here. I've worked here for 8 years. You barely know my name sometimes. I mean, seriously.
Joe, the idea you're Joe Murray and there's Jim Murray.
I get it.
That's a fairly legitimate mistake. I mean, let's be honest. It's not like your name's Gary and come on.
So he said Merriweather just gave Joe Murray the Sarge treatment.
Well, let's not go crazy. All right, so we'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Against a four-man rush with a twist up front. He pumps and he spins with the ball. Not pushed by Shelton. Fumble on the turf. Patriots try to recover. Thank you. Lawrence Guy in the middle of the pile comes away with it.
Attaboy,
another turnover forced by the Patriots.
Hang on to it a little longer there.
Inside Philly's 25.
Hang on to it longer, Wentz. All day, man.
Oh, Michael Hutchins. That's not the way to go. That's not the way you want your family to find you. I'll tell you that.
So, looks like a player has called out a member of the Sports Hub. Once again, nice little ongoing theme. So, after last week, I'm sure that there were several people at the station who probably started coming down, rightfully so, on the Patriots defense for how they played that game. I think that was
well-deserved.
Yeah, I think it was well-deserved after the game against the Ravens. They did not look like they had all season long, which had been...
The boogeyman!
They've been playing like the best defense in the league, and then they just kind of crapped one out. And then yesterday, once again, they did an excellent job holding the Eagles to only 10 points. And Kyle Van Noy, yesterday at 9:44, tweets, 9-1, keep it moving. Heard we are no names from good old Tony. And then it's like two emojis going, and says, sheesh. He actually wrote out, sheesh. So Kyle Van Noy, once again, getting mad at Tony. I think, didn't Tony kind of like get like personal at one point? Like,
I thought it was Felger that got personal.
Maybe it was. Like somebody said something like he just thought that he was like,
I think that was Felger.
Okay, but for some reason he's going after Tony here and, you know, whatever keeps you motivated, what keeps you going, man, good for you. I mean, you played really well, you know, you hold all the cards right now.
Okay, I have to be exceptionally vague about this.
Okay.
But I was told that someone in sports locally hates me, and I don't believe it.
Is it a starter?
A
starter's all I need. I mean, that's extremely vague.
Yes, it's a person of prominence. It's Tom Brady. No, I'm just kidding. That's the only one that I'll eliminate. I can't, but I don't believe it.
Okay.
I don't believe it. It was that.
I bet I know who it is. I'm not going to guess, obviously.
Yeah, don't guess.
But this person that I'm thinking in my head is a big name.
It's a big name, yeah.
Okay.
Was told that that I was persona non grata this person.
I guarantee you I know who it is.
Yeah.
I'd mouth it to you, but the Twitch is all running.
Yeah.
Right there.
I think you would know who it is.
Yeah. On top of that, I mean...
But it was, like, ridiculous. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, there's no way.
There's one person, if it's this person, I could see legitimately why they wouldn't like you. And I think I wouldn't blame them.
Edelman?
No, not Edelman.
Okay.
No. Edelman seems like he's a nice guy. We obviously never say anything bad about his play. I mean, the guy's a pretty good, great player.
He's just a douche.
But he's a douche. And I think that that's kind of fair game. I think that's kind of...
Someone that would have no business and would be so thin-skinned if it was that person that I don't believe it.
Okay. Then this is not who I'm thinking of.
Okay. Yeah. No.
The person I'm thinking of, I think, would like legitimately have something, like a legitimate reason to be angry at you.
Okay. Yeah, this person does not.
Okay. Well, then that's not who I'm thinking of.
And it was just ridiculous because I'm like, it was secondhand information. And I'm like, all right, dude, like, whatever. If this is the way the guy conducts himself.
Sure. Now, there's the one time that Milan Lucic got in your face.
Yes.
At Cuts for a Cause.
Which he got in my face for no reason, considering that he was indeed moved.
Yeah. So the reason he was angry was because his play had deteriorated near the end of his time here, and that you were saying that he should be traded while they could to get some sort of decent assets for him.
Right.
That's the extent of it. You were just basically, that was a pure sports like analysis type of opinion.
It was
nothing personal. It was nothing down
there. And I have a feeling that he knew that was going to happen, and he was not happy about it, and so he took off. Like, he wasn't going to hit me or anything, but he was none too happy, none too pleased with me.
Some people are saying that they think Van Noy was talking about Tony Romo.
Yeah, he said he called him like a no-name or something.
Oh, okay. Because Van Noy has called out Felger and Maz and Tony on Twitter a lot. Like, he's done that, something he's done several games.
Brendan, go ahead.
What's going on? Yeah, I think he's talking about Tony Romo. Yesterday during the broadcast, Romo made a comment about how the Patriots have a lot of known name, like unsung hero type of guys. He's not talking about Maz, but hey, pile on 2-6 if you want. We don't care.
Hey, by the way, I mean, that wasn't even, God, I'm telling you, I'm starting not to like Van Noy. Like that wasn't even an
ultimate
insult.
Chip on his shoulder.
I mean, I guess if that's what you need, but I heard the same thing Romo said, and it was like a compliment.
I mean, I agree. Jesus. It was not a jab in any way.
Well, I don't know. Somebody says a bunch of no-names, and you're a guy.
He's a no-name.
Van Noy's not a no-name anymore. Not anymore.
Outside of here.
He was kind of a bust, went to Detroit, sucked.
Yeah, he was crappy in Detroit. And then, I mean, what? He's a
second-round pick from BYU, was a stud at BYU.
Yeah, okay.
To Romo's point, Belichick is known for grabbing guys off the scrap heap. I mean, name the top-tier first round, second round, third round picks on our defense on the up front seven right now. We don't really have any besides Hightower. So,
I mean, yeah, out of that defense, you might know Hightower, McCourty.
Collins.
I don't even know if you know Collins.
Even Collins. Collins was a huge combine star and came out with like an unknown guy. You know, I mean,
you know Gilmore.
People who follow college football know him.
Yeah, Van Noy is a nobody.
I mean, not
outside
anymore.
People don't know. Football fans don't know who the hell guy.
He's going to be a free agent. He's going to make big money.
It doesn't matter. I'm talking about name recognition. You don't think of, Kyle Van Noy is,
You're right.
I mean, he's a guy. He's a guy.
He's not a superstar, but he's not a no name.
In terms of football fans, if I was to sit down with people who are aware of the game of football, there's more than a 50-50 chance they would not know who Kyle Van Noy is.
I'd agree with that. He's a tweener that works great with the pit. What I mean by tweener is linebacker, defensive end. He doesn't really have a position.
Yeah, he's been good. He's been very good. I think if he goes somewhere else, he won't be. But, I mean, he's been very good for the Patriots. But the idea that he is has not certainly been a surprise and that he's a no-name defense.
I think he's probably sitting there going, what else do I got to do?
Well, you can
our defense is one of the best in the league. We won a Super Bowl last year.
Do you think a guy sits there and goes like, "Oh, everyone knows who the hell I am"?
No.
I mean,
Van Noy is definitely playing like the guy's a free agent. Like I'm telling you, he's gonna be a free agent. He's gonna get big money.
He's gonna get
having
big
a great
money.
Year.
Yes,
he's really good Super Bowl.
Yes, he's not. You know, you go, "Oh, J.J. Watt, Clowney." You think about these guys.
I get what you mean.
Yeah,
but he is definitely like. I'm sure defense is scout around him, definitely.
But that's not the argument. The argument is that if you look at this Patriots defense outside of Gilmore and maybe McCourty.
And Hightower.
It may be Hightower. I'll give it to you. I mean, it's not exactly a star-studded affair. It's not, it's not the Purple People Eaters or something like that. All right, we'll go around the NFL. We'll catch up with everything that happened, even though you probably know about it. Here are the headlines.
Around the NFL in 15 minutes.
You play to win the game.
.985 to Sports Hub. We are touching Rich around the NFL. Is brought to you by Drs. Matthew Lopresti and Robert Leonard, the hair doctors of Stephen Gostkowski. Since when is he more popular than me? I got my hair done there at 1-800-GOOD-HAIR.
Well, if you had any question whether the Ravens were for real, yesterday was a statement game.
Dan Jackson, pirouettes to the left, throws a strike to Ingram. Ducks under one tackler, the 10 to the 5, lunges at the 1, touchdown, Mark Ingram, T.O.B., thing of beauty, what a play.
Ooh. Get everyone out of the way, I got a statement to make. Everyone's just back off your microphones, I'm going to say something's going to blow your mind.
Let's hear it.
Lamar Jackson is the most exciting player in sports to watch. Boom.
I mean, face melted.
I mean, I am willing to get on that train and to make such a bold statement.
You've been on Twitter, apparently, during a NFL game.
No.
This guy is so exciting.
But okay, I do, every time something happens in a Patriots game, if I think of it, I look at Michael Hurley. When Brady got, like, kind of suplexed, like, a little bit, like, oh, Hurley did not like that. He did not like that one bit.
Not like that there was any kind of, there wasn't enough justice that was thrown out there, that the refs are not on his side.
He did not. He thought that that was for the birds.
Well, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens just dismantled the Houston Texans 41-7, much to my chagrin, because Dan Lifshatz sat here and recommended that I take the Texans at plus whatever it was, 4 or 5. It wouldn't matter at this point. Jackson finished 17 of 24 for 222 yards and 4 touchdowns to go along with 9 scrambles for 86 rushing yards. The one thing we saw yesterday, Fred, if he can continue to throw that well, Baltimore is going to be unstoppable.
I'm telling you, he's a very underrated passer. By the way, Deshaun Watson's obviously hurt.
Yeah, there's something there's something off there. I mean, it wasn't just that he was not himself. He looked skittish. He looked confused. You don't see that from Deshaun Watson. It was one of the most uncharacteristic games I've seen him play in a while.
I think that
offensive line. They're not good. But some guy named Gus Edwards ran for 112 yards. Like, if the Ravens can continue to run the way they do, Lamar Jackson can throw however he wants. He can not be accurate and still. Like, their tight ends had a huge day yesterday.
They have 2 tight ends, right?
Yeah.
The only thing that gives you comfort if you're the Patriots, or that I would think does, is what Burt Breer said when he was in here. Look at the teams that have had success against the Ravens. They're all teams that have played them before, that have played Lamar Jackson before. And they said that Burt's statement was that you can watch all the tape that you want. You can try to recreate what they do on offense with your practice squad. But until you're down on the field and you see that speed firsthand, you're just not ready for it.
There is people that are going against that, though, saying that the offense is not simple. That there's a lot of things they're doing. It's not, you know, like they're running like an option or something. That there's enough there that you can confuse teams even the second time they can play it.
Well, they finally did it. They finally benched Trubisky.
The Rams are going to hurry up to the line of scrimmage to make sure they get the snap off. They do. They hand it off to Brown. Brown runs left, cuts back right, into the end zone. Touchdown, Rams! Malcolm Brown with his 3rd touchdown run of the season. It's 16-7 Los Angeles.
Yeah, the Rams beat the Bears, but that doesn't matter. Down by 10 with just minutes left, Coach Nagy went over and whispered into Mitch Trubisky's ear. That was caught on tape. And then next thing you know, he's been benched. Now, almost immediately afterwards, there was a statement that was put out on Twitter and that was released to the people through the Bears PR department that said Trubisky had a hip injury and was questionable to return. You could almost hear when Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth were saying that, you could almost see their faces going like, sure, that's exactly what happened. And I saw this yesterday and it kind of put things in perspective. First of all, I think that was dumb. If they did bench him, why would you do it in a game that you've already lost? Because then you're just embarrassing him. Like, there was no...
Maybe he was so fed up he wanted to embarrass him. Maybe he was just like, screw this guy.
I wonder if the TVs are going to be on at the Bears facility this week.
He just loves... That's right. He got them all turned off. I wonder if he just loves Missouri quarterbacks. He's just like, get him out there.
If you're a...
Brad Smith, I'm signing him too.
If you're a Bears fan, so please, our program director, Mike, turn the radio off. If you are a Bears fan, I saw yesterday somebody tweeted a list of players that were taken in that draft after Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, don't do it.
Patrick Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey, Deshaun Watson, Alvin Kamara, Jamal Adams, Juju Smith-Schuster, George Kittle, Cooper Kupp, Marshawn Lattimore, James Conner, TJ Watt, Joe Mixon. I mean, and you got this guy.
No, they traded up for him, too.
Yeah. Yep, they absolutely traded up for him.
He was unanimous.
He wasn't even like a top quarterback in college. Nope. He played at North Carolina.
No, he's like Josh Allen.
He's got the tools, though, you know?
Yeah, he's got the intelligence. He's got the intangibles.
Well, I'm doing this just for Fred here.
10th play.
Let's break so we can get in. We can get into great detail about what happened yesterday.
Okay.
All right, so we'll be right back.
Dutcher and Rich.
You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Over his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Unicorns, show ponies, where's the beach?
At 5 to Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what happened in the world of football yesterday?
Well, what happened is that Sam Darnold is the next Joe Montana.
At the Redskin 29. Darnold in the shotgun, Bell to his right, Griffin tight right, three receivers left. Darnold back to throw, looks left, has time, fires one down the left sideline for Crowder. He's got it. Front left pylon, and he's in. That's a jet touchdown. Jamison Crowder comes back to his old team, and for the third straight game, Crowder's able to score. Sam Darnold with his fourth touchdown pass of the game.
Sammy D with four touchdowns on the day against the juggernaut Redskins defense that is not completely checked out.
They were favored.
Jets roll 34-17 over Washington. Nope. At one point at the sidelines, the camera crew caught a did you see this? They caught a shot of Dwayne Haskins, the new quarterback for the Redskins, pleading with his offensive lineman, what do I have to do to help you? Which was greeted with eye rolls from the lineman. He's like, what do I have to do? What can I do to help you guys? And the lineman just like looking the other way.
Washington was favored in that game.
Washington was favored in that game.
Darnold made literally one mistake.
Yeah, Haskins, though, like this guy was a top quarterback at Ohio State. Like he's not much of a runner, but this is not a good situation for him. Another quarterback's going to get ruined because of the Washington Redskins.
And he's, I mean, oh, does he throw the ball hard.
You know, they haven't scored in 12 or 16 straight quarters.
I think it's 20.
I'll look up the stats. It was 20. It was like almost a record, I think.
They did it. They scored two touchdowns in garbage time yesterday. But I think it had been 20 quarters.
Wow.
So, say what you will about Sam Darnold, but he played a perfect game aside from one interception. It was a perfect game from Sam Darnold.
All right, so this is something that we talked about earlier today. I'm getting an error message there, guys. Let me try this over again. So there is a something that I heard yesterday. Here it is. Thank you. I heard during the broadcast. I listened to the first quarter in the car. And Scott Zolak noticed something that when I was listening as well, when Tom Brady came out in the field against the Eagles, like the crowd was so loud, booing him. And it was through your speakers, it sounded, oh my goodness, this sounds insane. And then Zolak noticed that there was a very obvious jump in the volume. And he started accusing the Eagles of pumping in crowd noise. Take a listen for yourself. This is from the broadcast yesterday, right here on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Tom Brady making his third appearance at the Link 2-0 at the stadium.
Nice boo to welcome him.
Five takes to the interception. It's a Philadelphia greeting.
That's respect. Sounds like noise is being pumped in, doesn't it?
Got a little louder there, didn't it?
That just got turned up. Oh!
Two receivers left open in the slot. Sanu on the outside. Brady drops back off a play fake. Dumps it off for Michelle left side. Gets a good block from Tooney to run out to the 35. And then he is close line down at the 37-yard line.
We have a speaker right in front of our booth here. Something to watch as this game goes on. That got cranked up, that sound, right there before the first snap.
Bats down 3-0, but a good start to this drive under the 13-minute mark.
Now, the one thing I would find interesting about that is that, I mean, Atlanta got in trouble for that. They had a draft pick taken away. They got fined. I mean, that's no joke. You're not supposed to do that. And I know that this is something that when the Colts were accused of it, remember there was that famous clip where the crowd noise skipped?
Yeah.
Almost like it was like, yeah, it was like it jumped. You could tell that there was something like a blotch in the sound clip that they were using. And that ended up being explained away as that was an NBC thing and that had nothing to do with the actual crowd noise itself. So whatever, I'll buy that. But I just found that interesting. Zolak was the only one who reported that, and you can audibly hear something there that the crowd noise had been pumped up at one point. So, Scott Zolak driving the conspiracy. Sure did sound that way.
I don't think the Pats actually would, like, complain about that.
No.
You think they'd be petty? Like, they're the team that, you know, has been caught doing stuff in the past. Like, are they going to go out of their way?
No, I don't think that. I think that begins and ends there.
I don't think so, but there might be other teams in the league that might hear that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe somebody in their division.
If I was Philadelphia and they very well might have piped in noise, I would just say, we're Philadelphia. And they were booing. You want to We kind of cornered the market on booing. Considering they were booing their own team.
That's the thing. It's
stretches
like,
of that game.
Sure. And you've got, like, in Buffalo, the lovable a-holes, you know, out in the parking lot, taking dumps in front of everybody, jumping onto flaming tables. And then you go to Philadelphia where they're, like, legitimately want to beat you up.
Not as bad now at the Link. Veterans was a whole situation. Lincoln Financial has kind of priced a lot of people out.
Oh, yeah. You can't. That's the wine and cheese crowd now. Judging by the stands, it sure did look that way.
Yes. I think that, you know, one could. I think that anything lower bowl is fairly expensive.
Yep. And then, of course, there was this unbelievably weird situation going on in Atlanta.
Allison stays in as the running back. Here's Ryan. Play fake. Looks. Back to the left, steps up, throws, back line, caught! Going across to the pylon, Calvin Ridley for the touchdown.
So the Falcons...
What a play by Ryan.
Yeah, the Falcons are all of a sudden playing good football. After sucking for the first part of the season, they just destroy the Panthers, 29-3. I mean, you know what? This is going to be another situation where they're going to be awful to the point where they're going to win just enough games to save their coach, which nobody wants. Yeah. Which is like the worst scenario you can be in. Like, if you're going to be awful so they make changes. Don't be somewhere in between, kind of like the Jets. Don't be that little in between where you can't make a move and get rid of the head coach.
The Jets weren't going to be able to fire Gase regardless.
Okay, so how many games do the Browns have to win for them to keep Freddie Kitchens? Because we all agree Fred Kitchens is the worst coach, well, probably the worst coach in the NFL.
If they make the playoffs, I still think he gets canned.
See, I don't think so. I don't think they're going to fire
Freddie Kitchens. Is completely in over his head. At least with, you can't fire Gase, and they're not going to. But you couldn't fire Gase just because you can't destroy that kid. I mean, they really think that Darnold's something, and you can't just keep throwing new offensive coordinators at him, like new coach gurus. So they had to keep him at least another year. And you know, when they finish, 8-8, you'll see what's going on. Just joking. Just joshing.
You know who's a good quarterback? This guy.
Here's the snap from the 9. Josh going to fake the handoff, roll right, fires into the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, John Brown. Touchdown, Buffalo. From 9 yards out, the Bills move it downfield smartly. 42-yard scoring drive.
Hey, Josh Allen, how about that? Oh, yeah, I forgot they're playing the Dolphins. 37-20, it doesn't matter. They continue
Dolphins
to win.
Won 2 in a row. Let's give them a little credit.
Well, I mean, listen, they're not the Bengals. But they're close.
They are, yeah. I mean, you know, there was a time there where they were not considered the worst team in the NFL. I think that time still exists.
Josh Allen actually looked really good, though, yesterday against a very, very bad team.
Buffalo is a playoff team, a legit NFL playoff team.
Yep.
One thing to notice, something happened for Alabama.
Because of Saban's hubris.
And it doesn't look good. Like Bo Jackson, Rosie Colvin type injury.
Yeah, like where they have to fix the hips so that you survive.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah. If you don't know the story, Saban had his backup warming up and decided to keep him in to help him, as he said, practice playing within the 2-minute, like a hurry-up offense and got his kid, his career ruined. Because I don't think he gets drafted now.
No.
I don't know if he could.
Probably goes back to college another year and doesn't play. I don't know.
I don't think he could ever play football.
I actually don't know.
The way that the situation is being described is incredibly dire based on his condition. So you're fighting for a free battle. I hope that kid from LSU pans out because all of a sudden this is not a all-star quarterback draft class. All right, when we come back, no commercials, just the headlines. We'll be joined by the always controversial Bob Soucy.
Now, it's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks
all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.